then.
Inspector Sun, world famous detective.
All aboard!
Careful with that.
Relax, sweetie. It's our honeymoon.
Tickets, Mr. Guilty?
It's pronounced Guilty. It's French.
Hi, my name is Mark Ciaffardini. Yeah. I'm the host of the Go See Talk podcast. Fernando, pleasure to speak with you. Thrilled to have you as our guest. We're a big fan of your work from The Impossible. You melt us with The Impossible. You give us chills with Crimson Peak. And now with Inspector Sun, you make us want to go out and fight crimes. So how are things in your world?
Oh, it's great. You know, I'm working in really nice things that I have a lot of fun with. Inspector Sun is one of them. Recently, I had another animation called Mummies, which did very well. Also with a lot of music and, you know, this kind of stuff that composers we love because it's, you know, animations is where you must do everything. You must do a lot with the music. So music can be huge, can be high octane, can be aggressive or, you know, a lot of action, and it can also be tender. And Inspector Sun, actually, it is a lot of things at the same time because the story is so rich, and it has so many different characters and so many different scenarios. And actually, people come from different places, even though they are insects, they have like Asian background, European background, American background, which makes it super interesting for the music. So you can blend all these sounds and do something like what we did, you know. And I'm very, very happy that this is it's a European thing. It's actually an Spanish thing. It's a Spanish production, but it's meant to be watched and enjoyed by the whole world. I hope people will love it. And it's really, you know, it's really rich. And I'm happy, and as I was saying, I'm so happy that we can do this from here, you know, that all the score was recorded in Pamplona, you know, where they run the bulls. I don't know if you know this, the famous thing that Hemingway loved. It's a small city in Spain. They have a wonderful orchestra. We could join a wonderful gang of people to do a big band, so it sounds like the 30s. So we couldn't have more fun. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know, in a way, you're kind of answering all my questions. The big band was great, but I also like the aggressive guitars at the end when the swarm is happening. Oh, so I love the different feels that you gave. So. And you've done many animations before. So what is the expectation for this movie, being an adventure, a detective, a historic in the 30s? You know, what was your desire?
Well, of course, I wanted the story to work better and to be like more exciting and more intriguing and more and faster, probably, and sweeter at times. But I think that the great thing, one of the great things of this film is that it's very smart. You know, the script is smart and it treats people like intelligent people. Of course, it's for children, also it's for everyone, for all ages. But I know that older audiences have fun with this because it's like this whodunit. And it's also, you know, the characters are interesting because they all have their things, you know, their background, their story. I think it's a whole interesting thing. And then the music is also interesting. The music is also intriguing. It's actually planting lots of questions. The music itself, because it helps like the when there is a question, when there is a there's intrigue, there's something we don't know. The music helps telling this, and it helps, in a way, it helps Inspector Sun finding out things and going on, even if he's, you know, he's kind of clumsy and funny guy. So the music is working at the same level as the script, and the sound design and all that is set in the movie to make it work and to make it move forward. So it works in our brains. You know, we keep thinking, who did it? Why? Who's this? Who was that? You know? So I think the music works at this very same level as Clockwork.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And what I was drawn to was, at first it seemed like it was made for really little kids, which is, that's not a bad thing. But when the jokes were very smart and it was very layered, even I couldn't figure out who did it. So I thought, for a kid's movie, if it's confusing an adult, they did a good job. And also, I love the way you add at specific moments, I would call them sound effects. There's a part where one of the band members gets a horn knocked out of his mouth. And so like, how do you go into record that? Is that part of the score originally? Is it sound effects after? How do you get involved?
It is. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, the guys behind this movie are really great people. They are amazing and they are so enthusiastic. So everything is like a party. You know, it's a hard work because we had to get, actually this band, they animated the band with other music or without music. So we had to match things happening. But this is a lot of fun when we were counting on great players. I think I didn't mention this was the symphonic orchestra from Navarra, from Navarre, from the region where they produced the movie, which is a wonderful orchestra, and they were having so much fun with us, you know. So even playing to the screen and matching these movements and matching this band, it's a lot of fun because, you know, the insects playing, as you said, it's like for small kids, but it's not for small kids. It's they have a lot of fun, but also all their audiences have a lot of fun. And I can tell because I was when we did it in Spain, when they play the movie in Spain, I watched it a couple of times with like a lot of children and their parents, and everyone was having fun. It was, I think everyone was so surprised, like this movie that looks for children and a little weird was so smart and so much fun.
Oh, 1,000%, yes. Yeah, I found myself even saying, I'm picking up some of the quotes that were in the movie. My favorite one was, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And then they say, never. And it's very smart. You know, it's this character who's very much like Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther. Yeah. Where he kind of figures it out by accident, but it's very layered. Yeah. And so I think what you did with the score, you had to match that sort of sophistication. So
yeah, the score is also very, very, very layered. But this is something that happens when I work. You know, I need to have a script, and I need to have a map, a guide. I do this map. I follow this guide. Sometimes I don't follow it. It depends on how it works and blah blah blah. But then I forget it. So probably, you know, there are links with the themes. It's funny because I remember that there is a theme with the bad guy. Actually, I don't remember the name now because it's 1 year ago from the movie. But there is a theme with the bad guy that sounds, even when he's in scene. And he's not the bad guy. I don't know if when he's disguised, I don't know if you get my point. It's when he's there, but we don't know that he's the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The theme is his theme, but it's changed, it's transformed. So you don't think this is the bad guy. But his theme is there. And it happens all the time when the ants, for instance, when there's the presence of the ants, We did this choir of Cthulhu's. So the ants.
I was going to ask, well, it sounded like the all the kazoos. Yeah. That was a very nice touch for that type of character.
Yeah. And you know, it sounds like some kind of military music. I don't know how to call this, but because actually the ants are like an army, and they are all the same, and they are very very much disciplined or whatever it's called. You know, they follow orders. So the music is like this kind of music. It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to release the music. I hope we can do it because I know it's going to make a very, very nice score by itself. Although it was written for the movie and it must work with the movie. And actually, there is this little silly thing that I love to do is that the theme pam 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 pam, which sounds like, you know, any James Bond or any detective, or it's actually pentatonic, you know, it's like Asian music, you know, with these five notes, and it actually has got lyrics that I removed, but it says inspectors and inspectors and.
I think I would love to hear that version, and yeah, I was actually quite taken, because when that theme first hits and he rides the seagull into the flying sequence, it just lets you know exactly what you're getting into. And I think that having that, and it sounds, you know, even for a kid's movie, there's a lot of thought that goes into it, the writing, the directing, the shooting, and the score. So the idea of the simplicity of it speaks volumes and makes it works actually a lot better than being overly complicated. So I think hitting that tone just right is very, very key.
Thank you. I'm so glad you heard it like this. And you know, the guys behind are amazing. The script is great and really, I think we did something really worthy, you know, with the means we had. Like it, this is not a huge budget movie, but I think this shows that being witty, being intelligent, or being smart sometimes is more important than having a big budget to waste. You know, so that's why I have so much fun doing this, because it's, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's so exciting and a lot of fun.
And even I'll end it on this one. It's a very small sequence of the movie, but there's the part where the plane is actually following the map. And it, I would say 7 seconds, but I think even just the music in that small, concise was just, it's what it needed and it made it feel right. There was nothing out of tune, so to speak. So pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, I'm a fan. I'm excited to hear the singing version of Inspector Sun. And Fernando, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Sonny, need you. There's been a murder.
We're not looking for one killer, but two. Maybe three. Do I hear four?
Four?
It was her.
Someone clearly doesn't want you looking into this Bugsy case.
I know someone tried to off me.
Bella, you're putting us both in terrible danger.
Save me, son.